This is the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government Senator Christopher Sinclair calls for the safeguarding of pension benefits. Independent senators push for work permit reforms. And the Barbados Association of Masqueraders addresses issues stemming from costume collection. Good morning. I'm Philip Amy. Details up ahead. Government Senator and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Christopher Sinclair, says workers' deferred wages held in pension schemes must be protected as some of those schemes come under increasing financial pressure. He made a comment ahead of the passing of the Protection of Wages Bill in the Senate last evening.
We know of circumstances in this country, both in public and private sectors, where pension schemes are under pressure. And therefore, the question is, how do we ensure that those persons do not fall by the wayside in terms of what may confront them down the road? The financial and economic fundamentals over time have caused a lot of the pension schemes based on a particular model that we have used to come under pressure. And that also is something that we have to concern ourselves about relative to how your wage is deferred in a pension scheme for when you retire, and so you have it available to you.
That's Government Senator and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Christopher Sinclair. Meantime, independent senators are calling for changes to the work permit application process for jobs they say can be filled by Barbadians. Contributing to debate on the Protection of Wages Bill, independent Senator Ryan Walters argued that the current system should be reviewed.
And I've said it before, you've seen a recent time post for store supervisors, warehouse clerks, sales associates. I've also seen on the higher scale posts for leadership in hotels. And I think this is an opportunity for the government to look at revamping the work permit regime in this country. Because while there is a process that says you can apply and you may not be approved to get that person to come from outside of the country, I think it is a disgrace in 2026 that we should see this level of applications for work permits for these skill sets and these jobs.
DLP Senator Ryan Walters. Independent Senator Jamal Slocum echoed those concerns, calling for data on the approval rate for work permit applications.
I want to acknowledge that Senator Cummins made a very valid point. That doesn't mean that government or the department that has responsibility for processing these applications approves them. But I am inclined to know what is the approval rate and to have more information about this, because it begs for us to question what is happening in this particular area. Why are people doing this? Sir, so I just ask government once again to share some more information with regards to the work permit application process.
Independent Senator Jamal Slocum. Head of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, is encouraging bands to put measures in place to ensure patrons have the best possible experience for Grand Cadouman amid complaints over costume collection. Recent videos circulating on social media show some patrons, both locals and visitors, claiming they did not receive their costumes, preventing them from participating in the Cropover Festival. Mr. Worrell says bands facing shipping or freight challenges should seek advice on managing those logistical issues.
Whether or not there is a way for bands to avoid that is something we have to look at in terms of ensuring that you can get your costumes here at a time in which it will be acceptable to have them distributed. And then also looking at the channels in which we try to get these costumes into Barbados in time. For the veteran bands out there that have been through this many times, I know that they are well aware of the timelines that are required. You know, we do have some younger bands that are involved, and the process may be new to them. For any of the bands impacted by that, though, they can always reach out at any point in time to the association for help and internal guidance, ensuring that, you know, they don't disappoint masqueraders.
Mr. Worrell adds that greater collaboration among bands should also be considered in the best interest of the festival.
Most importantly for us is the look of Cropover to the world. Your band individually may be impacted, but that impact on your band can now transcend over the entire Cropover festival in terms of how the other bands do, because if those people are so disappointed that they decide they're not coming back to Barbados, it hurts overall. But what I think these people want first and foremost is to get on the road in costume. So let's say it happens where your costumes aren't here. My advice is to reach out to other bands who may have some pieces available. The customer may be disappointed to not jump with you, but they still feel as though you try to help them get on the road. And that may encourage a visitor to want to come back.
That's President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. President of the Caribbean Court of Justice, Justice Winston Anderson, is calling for international regulation to establish a no-first-use doctrine for nuclear weapons. Delivering the new freedom lecture at the Norman Manley Law School in Jamaica, Justice Anderson highlighted the limitations of the law in addressing the threat posed by nuclear weapons and stressed the need for stronger global safeguards.
And increasingly, some of these nuclear states are publicly saying they will make first use of nuclear weapons in certain circumstances defined by themselves. Going forward, our first action must be to cauterize the wound, to erect fire control lines. We must get our nuclear states to forswear the first use of nuclear weapons. A handful of men with access to incredibly powerful nuclear weapons can at any time exterminate the 8 billion human beings on the face of the earth. The people of the world must awaken to the cataclysmic danger facing us in this moment. We must seek solutions.
That's President of the Caribbean Court of Justice, Justice Winston Anderson. The QBH has received a $100,000 scholarship award from the Olga Worrell Memorial Scholarship Trust to support the professional development of its nursing staff. The donation was formally presented to the hospital's CEO, Neil Clark, who said investing in the education of nurses is essential to maintaining high standards of patient care.
Today's contribution represents the Trust's initial endowment to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The funds will be dedicated to critical care nursing education, and I expect it to support two further cohorts of registered nurses. This is an area of significant importance to the hospital. Critically ill patients require highly trained nurses who can recognise deterioration, undertake advanced clinical assessment, respond quickly to changing conditions, and make sound decisions in complex and uncertain circumstances.
As CEO of the QBH, Neil Clark, among those who benefited from the scholarship last year is registered nurse Petra Goddard, who serves in the hospital's cardiovascular suite. She is currently pursuing a postgraduate critical care program at the University of Birmingham.
It is quite a lot. We learn a lot. It's very in-depth, and it goes way beyond our nursing scope in terms of we get to learn what doctors know, and that's very important. We can also cue in on assisting with patient care, and that is very valuable within this course.
That's registered nurse at the QEH, Petra Goddard. The Central Bank of Barbados is warning the public about fraudulent emails inviting people to access a fake Personal Boss Plus investment portal. The bank says the emails are not from the central bank and direct recipients to unauthorized websites using the domains bossplus.vip and bossplus.club, along with an Outlook email address. The central bank is urging the public not to click any links, respond to the emails, make payments, or share personal or banking information. The bank says the public should access Boss Plus information by typing the central bank's website directly into their browser rather than following links sent by email, text message, or social media. That email remains www.centralbank.org.bb. Recapping the headlines. Government Senator and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Christopher Sinclair calls for the safeguarding of pension benefits. Senators Ryan Walters and Jamal Slocum push for work permit reforms and the protection of jobs they say Barbadians are adequately trained to handle. And the Barbados Association of Masqueraders urging better logistics in collaboration amid costume collection concerns. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Philippe Amy. Good morning.